the law, then we know the standard and it's our strength.
但是罪之所以是很恶，就是因为他竟然用这个属灵的啊，就是圣洁的这个神的律法来引诱人，来让我们啊去得罪神。
But sin is very evil. It uses the law to deceive us and for us to turn against God.
啊，所以我们啊有时候会明知故犯，明明知道这个神不喜悦的，但我们还是去做。
And sometimes we know that God does not like this, but we continue to do that thing.
我们人在这个罪里面好像没有办法控制自己。
And we are in this sin, and it's as if we cannot control ourselves.
所以啊，圣经里面啊，保罗在罗马书第七章特别强调说，这个罪啊，他这个律法哈，这个在我们的心里面成为一种罪的诠释啊，罪律啊是很恶。
And so Paul says that sin is.
这是一种，这是罪，让我们律法本来应该让我们知道说是要做好，但是反而让我们去得罪神。
So the law is originally there for us to know what is wrong and what is right, but in the end, it makes us we turn against God.
哦，这个就是啊，在罗马书第七章里面他特别提到的。
Romans chapter 7.
我们如果看第十三节
，verse 13，
我们看第十二节，我们要了解这个罪的缘故了哈。
And so we understand the cause of sin.
第十二节说，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
Verse 12. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
十三节，既然如此，那良善的是叫我死吗？断乎不是。叫我死的乃是罪啊，但罪借着那良善的叫我死，这就显出真是罪，叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了。
Verse 13, has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not, but sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful.
十四节，我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
Verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
这个就是他之前在第十一章里说，罪会趁着机会，借着诫命引诱我们啊，杀了我。
In verse 12,
十一节
，in verse 11, it says, "For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me."
啊，这个就是。这个所谓的罪的诠释啊，就是律法的原因呢、
And so we know that the root
the strength of
the strength of sin is the commandments.
啊，那这个就是这个律法哈、啊，它本来是应该要让我们啊越来越啊完全的。
Law is meant for us to become more perfect.
但是现在罪会趁着机会啊，借着神所规定不可以做的事情，反过来让我们去得罪神。
But what we know is something that would go against God makes us in the end sin.
啊，所以这个叫做这个罪真的是啊很坏啊恶极的。
So sin we know is very evil and wicked.
那其实就是我们人里面的这个情欲。
And it's our
这跟我们的情欲有关系的。
Desires within our hearts, and that's related to that.
那跟这也跟我们人啊生来就是顽梗悖逆会。啊，对抗神有关系。
And also, it's something where we are.
我们出生就是很 rebellious.
We're rebellious.
我们就是会想要，就是不顺服神。
Because we don't want to go do according to God's commands.
那也说明我们人在罪里面出生，这个就是一个罪的特质。
Because you were born in sin.
啊，所以一个人呢、哦，他很自然的就会啊。你现在说什么，他就会跟你抵抗，他就是不要照你所说的去做。
And so, for example, if you say something to someone, that person will naturally not want to do it.
啊，你不讲都没事，你一讲了之后，他就特别要跟你对抗，反正就是故意要去做。
And so you
啊，知道了之后，反正知道不可以，故意要去做做看。
Even though you know that person knows they shouldn't do something, but they deliberately go and do it.
这就是人的。悖逆的个性
and then this is the rebellious heart within man.
那但是这个最后会有一个结局，那就是死亡。
But the end, the result of this is death.
所以当 律法告诉我们一件事不可以做，我们故意去做。
And so the law tells us not to do something, but we deliberately go do it.
那去做之后，最后一定是死。
But after we do it, the end result is death.
啊，所以这个死亡啊，它有一个模式，它有一个方法去让更多人死亡，就好像一个吸引力，让很多人死亡。
And so sin has this attraction that makes lots of people die.
那我们要非常小心。
So we must be very careful.
啊，今天我们活在这个罪恶的世代里。
We live in this evil world.
啊，今天很多过去不可以的事情，现在好像都可以了。
And in the past, there's many things that were not allowed, but now it's allowed.
我们现在就看到这个死亡的毒钩哈，现在。分布的更广，它从很多不同的角度要勾引人啊进入死亡里。
And so the sting of death is so broad now, and it's attracting people to go towards the way of death.
啊，所以现在罪啊，其实这个也是魔鬼的一个手段。
And sin is a method of
the devil. 魔鬼要怎么对抗神？
It's a way of the devil to go against God.
其实他的方式就是要让人犯罪。
And this way is results in people sinning.
那就是会对抗或是不服神所说的。
And it goes against God's commands.
那我们有这一句话之后，我们现在来看帖撒那个撒母耳记上第记下第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下第十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 11.
那这是圣经里面一件非常让人扼腕的一件事，就是大卫犯罪。
And this is an example of where David sinned.
那每次我们读到这一章的时候，我们都会觉得很不可思议。
And every time we read this chapter, it's something almost unimaginable.
而且圣经把它描述大卫犯罪的过程是这么样的戏剧化，而且把他内心里面那个丑陋的一面写得非常的详细。
And the description within this chapter explains very specifically and detailed about how David's heart was like.
那我们让我们看到一个，就算一个人他很敬畏神，像大卫合神心意，不小心都可能像这样子来得罪神，惹神发怒。
Even someone as God-fearing as David was, even sinned against God.
所以我们看到第十一章大卫犯罪的这个过程里啊。
So after looking at this chapter, we see the process of when David sinned.
我们会很感叹说一个人他在年轻的时候他很敬畏神，不保证他年老的时候他能够一直持守到底。
So a person when they are youthful and young and they're God-fearing does not mean that later in their life they will continue to be so.
我们知道大卫在年轻的时代他很苦，他逃亡他真的是随时都可能死亡的一种境况。
And we know that when David was younger he had to live a life of suffering and escaping the chasing of Saul.
那时候他跟神很亲密。
And at that time, he had a very good relationship with God.
虽然他似乎生活得很困苦，可是他其实内心很满足。
And even though at that time his life was suffering, but in his heart he was very content.
我们在读诗篇大卫的诗里面就可以看出来。
And we can read in Psalms.
但是等到
David's Psalms
到第十一章他描述他怎么犯罪的时候。
But in chapter 11, it describes how David sinned.
我们就发觉，当一个人生活很舒服以后，很有可能会走上这条路，很生活非常的 easy 的。
And when we know that when someone has a very comfortable and easy life, sometimes they go on this way.
这个时候，你看第十一章一开始就说过了一年就是到列王出战的时候。大卫又差派约押率领臣仆和以色列人众人出战他们去打败亚蛮人围攻拉巴大卫能住在耶路撒冷。
In verse 1 it says it happened in the spring of the year at the time when kings go out to battle that David sent Joab and his servants with him And all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem.
你看这个 列王会出战的时候，基本上都是、春天的时候，就是严冬已经过了，现在就是、开始可以外出活动的时候，战争也在这个时候 发生嘛。
And we see that the spring of the year, that is when the battles begin.、
哦、那大卫他一样派出他的军队、去跟亚门人征战。
And David also, just like the other kings, sent his servants to go against Ammon.
那其实他们在这个战场上是打胜的。
And at this battle, they won.
哦，那是因为继续第十章里面，他们啊、跟亚兰之间的征战啊、最后连带了连亚兰人都参战了啊。
If we read on, we see that they won the whole land of the Ammon people.、
哦所以亚兰跟亚门人、啊、他们曾经联合起来、对抗大卫嘛，哈，犹大国。亚兰哈 ，Syria，
and
Syria 跟亚门哈、他们联合起来、所以跟以色列人打仗嘛。
So the people of Syria and Ammon battle together against the people of David.
那现在以色列人、他们得胜。
And at that time, David, the Israelites won.
以前大卫曾经出去打仗。
And in the past, David would go out in battle.
啊，就是在第十章的第十七节，大卫亲自率领军队去对抗亚兰人。
In chapter 10, verse 17, David personally went out and fought against the Syrians.
可是这一次他没有去。
But this time he didn't go.
啊，他住在耶路撒冷。
He stayed in Jerusalem.
好，那我们知道他犯罪其实就是。他在黄昏的时候，他从床上起来，看见妇人在沐浴。
And so we know that when David sinned, it was in the evening, and he went out to the roof and he saw the women bathing.
那我们其实看到大卫他这个被罪勾引的原因，就是他在错误的时间站在了错误的地方。
And we know that what caused him to sin was that when he went out, he stood in a wrong place.
啊。他在错误的时间里面
，at a wrong time，
他不应该在这个时候出现在那个地方的。
He shouldn't have gone out at that time。
但是他的生活让他、就做了这个改变。
But because of his lifestyle, it made this change、
哦。所以我们知道大卫犯罪基本上是从他的眼睛开始的。
And we know that David's sin started from his eyes。
那他的眼睛其实所看的，其实因为他里面内心的、想的那个欲望。
And what he saw it was because of his heart and the desires in his heart.
那因为、大卫在这个时候、他把神所告诉他应该做的事情，他、逐渐遗忘了。
And at that time, David forgot what God had told him to do and his commands.
那就是、要谨守遵行神的吩咐。
We need to hold on to God's commands.
那特别是神的诫命。
And God's commandments.
我们在读《生命记》的时候
，When we look at Deuteronomy，
那个时候神曾经、特别说、如果王、坐上王位之后，他该做什么事
？It specifically talks about as a king what they should do.
在、《生命记》十七章
，Deuteronomy chapter 17，
十七章
，Deuteronomy chapter 17，
我们就看一下、第十六节就好。
Verse 16.
第十六节、他是说王不可以为自己加添马匹，不可以使百姓回埃及去，为要加添他的马匹、因为神曾吩咐你们说，不可以再回那条路去。
Verse 16. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses, for the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again.
十七节，不可以为自己多立妃嫔，恐怕他的心偏斜；不可以为自己多积金银。
17. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself.
这里就是神所说的不可以做的事。
And this is what God said that a king should not do.
特别是针对王，他拥有权力的时候。要小心。
Specifically, towards kings, and when they are very powerful, they must be very careful.
然后第十八节以后
，verse 18 onwards，
要做的事情
，what they should do，
就是要抄律法书
，they must
自己抄一本
，copy the law。
那第十九节
Verse 19,
要平生诵读、好学习敬畏主他的神，谨守遵行这律法书上一切言语和这些律例。
And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes.
啊，这个就是啊，一定要每天这样做。
And this is something that he must do every day.
啊，要学习敬畏神。
To learn to fear God.
啊，敬畏神事实上是要学，因为要按照神的方法。
And to fear God is something that we must learn, and it must be according to God's
way. 那神所说的要去做。
And what God says you must do.
那为什么第二十节说，因为免得他向弟兄心高气傲。
Why is this? Because in verse 20 it says, that he may not turn aside from the commandment.
他会离了这个神的诫命，他就会走上错误的道路。
Because if they do not follow according to God's commands, they will turn aside from the commandments.
所以这个王他其实基本上要很注意神所说的。
So as a king, they must really pay attention to what God says.
那这样子他的国位才能够年长日久。
In that way, their nation will be strong for many days.
可是当我们人如果在困难的时候，我们可能都会想神说什么。
But when a man is in trouble, then they will think about what God
says. 但是当我们都很顺的时候，可能就不会去想他了。
But when everything is smooth, then man will not think about God's words.
那第十一章撒母耳记下十一章，就我们看到大卫他的心变了。
And in chapter 11, we see that David's heart is changed.
他现在看到这个妇人之后
，And after David saw the woman,
他就去打听。
He thought about it.
然后他就知道是谁。
And so he was finding out who it was, and then
他接下去他要派人去把这个人接来的。
And then after he found out, then he sent someone to get this woman.
哦，所以我们看到的是他让他的眼睛去看了他不该看的。
At this time, David had allowed his eyes to see what he should not have seen.
那事实上也是因为他把自己放在一个充满诱惑的环境里。
It's also because he put himself in a location that was full of deception.
他去站在这个房顶上。
He stood at the roof.
在这个黄昏的时候起床。
In the evening, he got up from his bed.
我们知道他的生活作息已经跟以前不同。
And so we know that his lifestyle was different from before.
大卫曾经说他早上就起来祷告。
In the past, he used to get up early to pray.
大家是我记得他曾经这样说过。
And we remember that he has said this before.
在诗篇第五篇啊。
In Psalms chapter 5. Psalms chapter 5,
第三节
verse 3.
这是大卫的诗篇呢。
This is the Psalm of David.
他说：“主啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。”
Verse 5.
Verse
3. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up.
第四节说，因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
Verse 4, for you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you.
他那时候都是早上起来祷告的。
So at that time he used to wake up early in the morning.
但是现在大卫不是。
But then he changed.
他现在是睡到太阳平息的时候才起来了。
So he slept till very late and then got up.
你就知道他的生活已经跟之前不同。
So we know that his lifestyle had changed from before.
在这个时候，他看到了他不该看的。
And at this time, he saw something that he should not have seen.
今天我们要远离这个罪的这个死亡的毒钩，其实我们要很注意，我们自己是在一个什么样的环境里。
Now today, in order to depart from the sting of death, we must know what kind of environment we are in.
在什么时间，我们是不是在一个错误的地方？
In what time are we in a wrong place?
我们如果应该是到教会里面来聚会敬拜神的时候
，If we should be in church to worship God,
但是我们最后可能去在那个充满诱惑的环境里让自己远离神。
But in fact, we are at that time in somewhere else that's full of temptation and leading us away from God.
那就好像我们今天星期五晚上
，And for example, Friday evening,
我们现在有许多弟兄姐妹已经。忘记了说星期晚上我们应该聚会敬拜神，要把自己准备好 来领受神的安息。
Some of us may forget that on Friday evening, it's at this time that we should be preparing our heart for the Sabbath day.
星期五晚上跟星期六晚上，这是一周里面最容易犯罪的两个时间点。
And Friday evening and Saturday evening is the times that is most easy to sin.
因为这个时候我们从工作上放松了。
And because it's at this time that we have finished our work and we are relaxed.
学生好不容易明天不用上学。
And students don't need to go to school the next day.
平常不能做的事现在都可以做。
Usually what you cannot do now you can do.
他可以做他喜欢做的事了。
They can do what they want to do.
那上班的人星期五下班了。
And so for those who are working, they finish their work.
他很容易希望能够放松。
They want to relax.
啊，所以很有可能他会去找一些让自己放松的事情来做。
And so it's very likely that they will want to find something that they want to do to relax.
那最后有人可能去餐馆吃饭。
And so in the end, some may go to a restaurant to eat.
有人可能去找朋友聊天。
Some may go find friends to have a conversation.
有人可能到电影院里面去坐着看电影。
Some may go to a cinema to watch a movie.
有人可能如果很认真的可能忙家里的事情。
So for those who are more hardworking, they may go about the house to do housework.
我们在应当准备我们自己把自己心收回来，来敬拜神，思考我们到底在忙什么的这个时间点，我们可能反过来去更忙碌世界上的享受。
So at this time when we should be thinking about what environment we are in, we may be busying ourselves with the everyday things of this world.
其实有时候我们在安息日我们没有办法真的得安息，是在因为我们没有准备。
And sometimes we do not have this peace of and on Sabbath days because we have not prepared our hearts.
其实我们今天如果有准备我们的心我们知道神的安息是祝福的日子，我们事实上是应该借着神的道理，让我们生活更警醒，明天要有一个跟平常不一样的生活作息。
And so if we prepare our hearts for the next day, the Sabbath day, then we will have a more peaceful heart on Sabbath.
我们可以更早起。
We can wake up earlier.
早上就祷告神。
And pray to God in the morning.
但是反过来，今天很多人不是这样做。
But on the contrary, many people do not do this.
我们星期五晚上放松自己的时候，可能就很晚睡。
For example, after busying ourselves on Friday evening, we may sleep very late.
最后星期六早上起不来。
And then on Saturday morning, we cannot get up in the morning.
所以结果呢，我们聚会迟到。
So in the end, we get service late.
有些人甚至就不聚会了，因为来不及。
And even some members cannot come to service because they can't make it in time.
如果就算来了，有时候内心也很有亏欠，觉得我慢了。
And for those who are able to come but are later, they feel very regretful because they feel that they have come late.
那有时候我们要做的工作，我们应该要侍奉的，我们并没有准备。
And then some of the church work that we were assigned to do, we have not prepared.
就好像有些中文教育的老师、教员要教课的，他可能没有时间准备。
And for example, RE teachers, perhaps they may not have had time to prepare.
他就来了，他就去工作了。
And so when they arrive, they go do the work.
到最后会发现，好像安息日很累。
And then they find that on Sabbath day, they're very tired.
但是好像又没有得到什么。
And in the end, they feel that they haven't really gained anything.
没有得到神所祝福的那个福气。
They feel they haven't received the blessings.
那最后我会觉得说，好像安息日不得安息。
And then in the end, they feel that on Sabbath day they have not had peace.
其实真正的原因是我们没有准备要去领受神的祝福，在安息日的时候安息。
Actually, the true reason is because they have not prepared their hearts for this peaceful day on Sabbath day.
所以我们要在对的时间，要在做对的事情。
So at the right time, we should do the right thing.
那我们要让自己能够心里安静在一定要让我们能够时常到神的教会来。
So that our heart can be peaceful and calm, so that we can come to church with peace.
今天如果我们内心里面是想要亲近神
，and today if in our hearts we want to draw near to God,
我们就会准备
，we would prepare.
那我们就不会落入试探当中。
And we will not go into temptation.
大卫他其实把自己放在那个被引诱的这个环境里了。
And
大卫把自己放在一个可以被引诱的那个环境当中。
David put himself in a situation where he was tempted.
那他为什么最后在那个环境里面就陷进去，因为他一直看。
And so in this environment, he continued to look.
他看到妇人在沐浴，他就一直看嘛。
And he saw that a woman was bathing, and he continued to look.
那看完之后，他就想。
After he looked, he thought.
所以通常我们人的欲望都跟眼睛有关。
And usually, the desires in a man's heart is to do with what they see.
那我们看到大卫他接下去就他有他的手段了哈。
And then later, David had his own methods.
他就以他的王的权柄呢，他就把这些人的派人去把这个人叫来了。
And so, using his authority and power, he sent a messenger to find the husband.
当这个妇人来的时候，其实大卫就已经没有办法挽回了。
He went to send a messenger to find this woman, and when this woman came, he didn't turn back.
那最后我们就看到我们都知道大卫犯罪，他所衍生出来的更多的罪。
And after this sin, he what resulted was more sin.
好，所以我们看到他一连下一个错误之后，就好像滚雪球一般的，他那个罪就越犯越多，越来越重。
And after one wrong, he continued to do more and more wrongs and more and more sins.
那我们也看到他把这个神所说的不应该有了这个罪啊，不应该有了这个心，他都把它掩盖起来了。
And even though it was against God's commands, this heart that he had, he continued to do so.
所以当一个人犯罪之后，他接下去很有可能就是会想要用说谎言的方式把它覆盖。
And he used methods to cover it up.
那所以我们会看到圣经在雅各书里面特别提醒我们呢。
And it says in James.
我们再看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
Chapter 1.
雅各书第一章
James chapter 1
第十五节
verse 15，
雅各书一章十五节说，私欲怀了胎生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来。
verse 15 then when desire is conceived it gives birth to sin, and sin when it is full grown brings forth death.
那这个死其实是包括灵性上的跟肉体上的。
And this death is from a spiritual perspective and the physical perspective.
那这个死亡有时候不是他自己，有可能是他的亲人。
And this death may not be himself, but it could be those his relatives or those he knows. 我们知道
大卫犯罪之后，接下去他跟他有关系的人就死了四个，他的小孩。
And we know that after David sinned, his son died.
那大卫犯罪说。因为这个罪而死掉的人，其实还不只是他自己的儿女而已。
And in the end, it wasn't just his own son that died.
大卫的罪让许多人死了。
His sin resulted in lots of deaths.
我们现在看圣经的故事，我们都知道这些人为什么死，但是那个死的人他们都不知道为什么会死。
Even those who died do not know why they died.
就是他们觉得说，就是运气太差了，像那些军队的。所以打仗被打死人，想说就是实在是很冤枉。
They just think that in battle they died and they don't know the reason.
其实这些人都可以不用死的。
Actually, a lot of people didn't need to die.
但是就是因为大卫的罪。
But because of David's sin.
这些人都陪葬了，一起死。
These people died in the end.
那我们也看到这个罪，其实最后带来死亡，其实他之前就已经破坏。人跟人之间的关系。
And sin brings forth death, and it also destroys the relationship between different people.
我们看到大卫他因为罪，其实我们圣经没有在说他跟他的这个妻子之间的关系哈。
In the Bible, it doesn't say how the relationship was between the wife and David.
大卫他有很多的妻妾。
He had a lot of wives.
所以也许他的妻子也不会发现呢。
Perhaps the other wives hadn't realized.
但是我们知道，这个时候大卫的心根本就已经不是在他的妻子上面了。
But at that time, David's heart was not with those wives.
他现在整个眼睛都是看这个八十八而已。
David's eyes was completely towards this woman, Bathsheba.
那他跟他的部属的关系也变了。
And so his relationship with
他的手下
his servants
below
was different.
我们看到大卫变得很虚假。
And he became
他是 hypocrite， 他真的是假意的关心这个乌利亚。
He became very hypocritical.
他假意的去关心约押战场上的一些情况。
And he was pretending to be caring towards Urias.
我们看他的在这个犯罪之后，他的每一个跟人的关系都走样了，都不跟以前不一样。
And then, so David's relationship with the people there was different from before.
那我们所以我们看到最后你看神非常的生气。
And so in the end, God was very angry.
那这件事情，大卫以为他可以这样子把它掩饰得很好，其实神都知道。
And David thought that he could cover up everything, but God knew everything.
其实，当第二十四节哈十一章。
In chapter 11, verse 24.
应该是说第十四节这里了。
Actually, in verse 14.
这个就是这个约押收到了这个大卫借着乌利亚送来的信。
Joab received the letter from David for Uriah.
然后特别要他说在最危险的地方把乌利亚派去。
And it said to put Uriah in a most dangerous place in the battle.
然后之后再把这个军队撤退。
And then to ask the
在第十五节那里。
Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retreat from him.
在战争最危险的时候，需要人支援的同时，就让乌利亚在前线，然后把军队撤退，让他被杀。
And so at the most dangerous point in the battle, and the forefront of the hottest battle, the other people would retreat from Uriah.
其实，当时这些军队的人一定觉得很奇怪。
And even those who were in the battle at that time would have thought it strange.
一定会觉得说，怎么会打仗？今天怎么打成这个样子啊？
Why is it that when we are battle today, we are battling like this?
这跟他们本来打仗的那个做法不一样了。
It goes against what they normally do in the battle.
那当然，他们在前线的人都是很忠心的在打仗。
But those who are in the battle would be faithful in what they were commanded in the battle.
可是这个时候，你看，包括约押，其实他最后他这个在领兵出战的这个策略，都让他这个属下觉得说，怎么会有这样的做法
？Even those in the battle and would have thought why were they doing this battle strategy like this？
好了，那结果你看乌利亚就死了。
In the end, Uriah died.
那派使者要去通知大卫了。
And so they sent a messenger to let David know.
这些使者这些派去传话使者一定也觉得很奇怪。
And the messengers would have thought this strange.
这个使者去一要把他派回去报告大卫。
And so Joab sent a messenger to give the news.
你要告诉他最后说乌利亚死了。
Joab told the messenger to tell David that Urias died.
那第十九节
，in verse 19，
这个是约押告诉使者说你要跟王这样说。
And he charged the messenger saying，
第二十节说你们打仗怎么打成这个样子的
？In verse 20， if it happens that the king's wrath arises， then he says，
你们不知道在城墙下很危险吗？
Why did you approach so near to the city when you fought? Did you not know that they would shoot from the wall?
然后第二十一节，这是约押跟这个使者说，王一定会这样说的。
This is what Joab said that to the messenger that David would definitely say.
这个就是这个是耶路比色就是这个亚比米勒在四世纪第九章，他被一个妇人用磨石砸死的一个历史。
Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, was someone that was was a woman who was cast a piece of millstone on him from the wall.
就杀了这个亚比米勒嘛。
So Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, was killed with a stone.
所以这个亚比米勒最后是死在一个妇人的这个手下。
This Abimelech was killed by a woman.
就是你们怎么会怎么打仗打成这个样子啊？
Why is it that they were battling like this?
这个，所以其实约押他知道王会讲什么话。
Joab knew what David would say.
那结果你就要跟他说，最后他说乌利亚也死了。
In the end, you must say to David that Uriah has died.
那之后你们就没事了。
And then in the end, you will be well.
真的就是照这个使者回去报告，就真的像这样子。
And so it happened exactly like this.
那我们就看到这个大卫啊，就要这个使者回去传话。
And so the messenger spoke to David.
他就说啊，你没有关系，反正打仗本来就是这样子，有些人就是会死嘛。
And they said that in the end it's fine.
第二十五节。
In 25 it said.
刀剑或吞灭这个人或吞灭那人，没有一定的嘛啊。
Then David said to the messenger, "Thus you shall say to Joab, do not let this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another."
反正就是刚好，反正就是有人死就对了。
And so, in battles, people die.
那你们就只要努力的攻城就对了。
All you need to do is work hard.
我们看到大卫现在他的每一句话都觉得很虚假。
And so, David's words here seem very hypocritical.
他都知道他内心很高兴的。
In his heart, he was very happy.
那可是啊，这件事情外人可能不知，但是神他很清楚。
Although other people may not know what actually happened, but God was very clear.
那甚至连乌利亚死的这个消息，后来他们就传回来给那个他的妻子知道。
And so Uriah died, and they let his wife know.
我们看到大卫现在对乌利亚的死亡，他一点没有感觉了。
And so David had no feeling towards Uriah's
death. 他内心其实是高兴的。
In his heart, he was actually joyful.
所以你看，安排这个哀哭的日子过了之后，他就把这个妇人娶来了。
And so after the day of mourning was over, he sent for Uriah's wife to come.
他跟这些人的关系都走样。
And so his relationship with the people there at that time had changed.
我们看到这个罪，其实他要让我们跟所有人的关系都不一样。
Sin causes us to have a change in relationship with those around us.
那通常都是我们先得罪神之后。
It is usually after we have done something against God.
接下去就会我们会看到我们跟人的关系就开始一个一个出问题。
And so then gradually, our relationship with people around us will have problems.
所以我们要很小心。今天我们如果知道神的话，但是我们又去故意去违反了。
And so today we must be very careful if we know God's commands, but when we
deliberately
go against. 是因着我们自己的欲望。It is our own desires.
那最后我们一定会看到我们自己的整个环境，我们周围的人都跟我们好像跟之前不一样了，眼光都不一样了。
We will see that our perspective and also our relationship with people around us will change.
我们一定要先回头去想，我们到底在哪里跟神的关系出问题。
We must think back and think about where it was that our relationship with God started to be bad.
只有当我们愿意重新修复跟神的关系之后，才有可能回转改变。
Only when we want to and we want to change that relationship and improve it, then we will have we will be able to change for the better.
第十二章，他接下去说明神他怎么样借着拿单来指责大卫他的错误。
And so in chapter 12, it talks about how Nathan points out what David did wrong.
大卫他自己审判他自己。
And David, he punished himself.
就是他 judge, 他第五节说。
He judged himself in verse 5.
因为他听了这个拿单的故事之后，他说行这事人该死。
After hearing the story, David responded and said that as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die.
这个人没有怜悯的心。
This person does not have compassion.
其实，如果没有怜悯的心，他如果是抢夺人，他最后的刑罚也不是他讲的这样子。按律法来说，按律法是说凡事倍嘛。这个人，这个 富有人应该还四倍，还这个啊，你知道，就是大卫在听完这个故事之后，他觉得说这个富有人啊，他是这个他应该要还这个穷人四倍。
After hearing the story, David thought that this wealthy person should actually repay this poor person four times, fourfold.
但是大卫他自己先说这个人该死。
But David even said himself that this person should die.
哦，是因为这个富有人他没有怜悯的心。
Because this wealthy person did not have a compassionate heart.
这个时候，大卫他根本没有想到，这故事在讲的这个人就是讲他。
He didn't realize at that time that this story was about him.
也就是说，其实神他并不是大卫犯罪之后马上就派先知去。
And that means that God didn't send this person Nathan to David straight away after he sinned.
哦，可能应该是差不多一年以后，因为等到这个孩子生出来了。
It was probably about a year later because it was after the birth of the son.
这个时候，大卫也许认为说，他这个事情应该是做的天衣无缝，非常的合理了。
So David probably thought that he did everything well.
啊，因为
and smoothly.
就是只要知道内幕的约押不讲，啊，大概别人不知道。
He thought that as long as he doesn't tell other people, no one will know.
啊，其实。大卫派了许多人，比如说他派了那个使者去接那个这个妇人来到他的王宫。
For example, he sent the messenger to tell the women to come to the palace.
其实，在他的整个过程里面有很多的漏洞，很多人都知道大卫在做什么。
But in this whole process, actually, a lot of people knew what was happening.
可是大卫也许觉得说他的这个手，他的手啊，把他掩盖得非常的完美。
But David thought that he covered it all up very well.
所以你看他在这一年当中，他。也是过得很正常。
So, over the course of about a year, he lived a very normal life.
啊，神知道什么时候应该要派先知去指责他。
But God knew when to send Nathan to him.
所以最后啊，这个先知来了。
And so in the end, the prophet came.
那最后，在第七节，拿单对大卫说：“你就是那个人。”
So in the end, and verse 7 says, then Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
最后啊。我们如果看第十二章的第十三节
，Chapter 12, verse 13。
大卫听完先知讲了之后，他说：“我得罪主神了。”
So David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord."
大卫之所以难得，其实难得在他知道他的罪以后，他马上承认。
And as soon as David knew his sin, he immediately admitted his wrongs.
他完全没有为自己去找借口，然后再去去掩盖。
He didn't find an excuse for himself and cover it up at all.
我们也看到事后大卫怎么用诗篇五十一篇去描述他当时的心情。
And in Psalm chapter 51, David explains his heart at that time.
而且把整个过程用诗篇记载了，人家用唱了，人家都知道。
And he uses a psalm to express his feelings at that time.
他很清楚地说他得罪神。
He said very clearly that he has sinned against God.
其实真的是得罪神了之后才是得罪人。
And he sinned against God and then he sinned against others.
他其实得罪了他的部下乌利亚。
And so he actually did wrong against Uriah.
因为他夺了别人的妻子。
Because he had stolen his wife.
那第十四节，这是先知特别说。
In verse 14, the prophet specifically.
你行这事，叫神的仇敌大得亵渎的机会。
However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord.
那他为什么会这样子给神的仇敌有机会
？Why is it that this has given the enemies of the Lord an occasion?
他的原因在第十二章第九节，先知这样说。
In verse 19, it says,
这是神的话。你为什么藐视主的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事呢
？Verse 19.
第九节。
Oh, verse 9, it says that why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in His sight?
第十节，你既藐视我，娶赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离你的家。
Verse 10. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife.
他其实很强调大卫他最后成了藐视神的人。
And in the end, it.
他藐视神。
He describes God.
他藐视神的话命令。
He actually despised the commandment of the Lord.
他在暗中得罪神。
And he actually went against God's
words. 而且他的罪越来越重。
And his sin became heavier and heavier.
最后叫仇敌得到亵渎的机会。
And then in the end, it gave an occasion, an opportunity for the enemies of the Lord.
我们看大卫犯罪的这个整个事件。
And we see the whole process of David's sinning.
真的，每一个读到圣经的人呢，看到这件事情都会一个很大的疑问。
And when we read this, it gives us we have a question.
如果神有真的有能力。
If God really has power,
为什么这件事情不要让它不发生？
Why is it that God would just stop this whole thing from happening?
如果神真的是公义，
If God really is righteous,
为什么不要让大卫死？
Why just not let God die, David die?
那为什么还要让大卫这样子作王？
Why is it that God allowed David to continue?
其实有很多人他对大卫犯了这个罪之后，有很多对神的疑问。
After David sinned like this, many people questioned.
那更不用说那个魔鬼，他你看多少仇敌用这个大卫的罪啊，去让以后世世代代的这个神的百姓犯罪。
And so, because of David's sin, many people.
魔鬼其实用同样的方式去引诱很多人的。
And so, the devil uses this.Opportunity to tempt others.
那最后很多人都说，你看大卫他何等心意，他都犯这种罪了。
And so other people will say, oh, even David did the sin.
那我跟大卫差那么远，那我犯这个罪，无可厚非吗？
So then they will say, can I not do? Can I not sin as well?
啊，这个其实我们如果看大卫犯罪，带来很多很多的啊，真的让仇敌甚至我们自己人亵渎神的机会。
And so because of David's sin, it allowed an opportunity for the enemies of the Lord.
我们一定要很小心。
We must be very careful.
要求神帮助我们。
And ask God to help us.
让我们一件恶事都不做。
And so that we do not do any evil.
因为最后这个像一个网罗，罪像一个网罗。
Because sin is like a net.
他说这个死的毒钩是罪。
And the sting of death is sin.
也就是说，这个毒钩其实最后像一个网一样的。
This sting is The sting of death is just like a net.
这个不是只是单独的，它最后像一个网络把整个人把它圈住了。
It's it completely encapsulates and captures someone.
我们要明白神他要救我们进天国。
We know that God wants us to go to heaven.
但是魔鬼就是要把我们拉下地狱。
But the devil wants us to go to hell.
他有很多的手段可以做。
And he has a lot of different methods and ways.
只要我们真的很注意的去约束我们的心。
But we must be very careful with our hearts.
我们很在意神所说的话。
And really be careful and know God's words.
我们非常警醒的去祷告求亲近神。
And be very fervent in drawing near to God.
其实我们一定可以避免像大卫的错误。
And then we can avoid the wrongs and sins that David had done.
我们最后来看哥林多后书十三章。
Finally, we will look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13.